Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to all of you. My name is Pete. I'm one of the pastors here. Thank you. And we are super glad that you are here as well. If you are visiting with us today, we are especially grateful that you've come. We'd love to give you a welcome box that's available after the service at the Welcome Center or by the door on your way out if you haven't gotten one already. Could our ushers come forward? At this time, we're going to continue worshiping by receiving our offerings. Our purpose as a community is to help a growing number of people love God, love people, and in doing so, change the world. That's what we give toward as we give, and I'd like to pray into that. So, Father, we come together before you today in gratitude. Thank you for Christ. Thank you for the beautiful world you've given us. Thank you for everything that's made it possible for us to be here right now. As we give, God, we ask that you would put your finger down on this earth and turn finances into more people loving you and loving one another here, outside our doors, and across the whole world. Amen. Could you please take the connection card out of your program at this time? We ask that everyone who comes, fill one of these out every week that you come. If you're with us regularly, you can just put your name on the front. If you're visiting today, give us as much information as you're comfortable. There are a variety of ways to interact with the things happening at River Heights on the card. We like to highlight the spot for prayer requests. Each week, every person on staff prays for every request that we receive. You can ask us to pray for anything in the world. We would love to lift the stuff that you share with us up to God with you. At the end of the service, these go on the walls at the ends of each aisle. This week, we have a fall small group kickoff happening. Small groups are one of the best ways at River Heights to deepen relationships with other people in the community. Our fall small group semester kicks off the week of September 24th. We have 15 small groups for you to pick from inside our catalog, and you can look in here and let us know which group you're going to be attending on your connection card or at riverheightsvineyard.org. At this time, I'd like to take a moment. We're going to have a video clip from Financial Peace University.
Financial peace. We all want it. For a while, I didn't have it. 20 years ago, I hit rock bottom. I lost just about everything. I turned to God for help, and I learned how to handle money His way. As you can imagine, it worked. That's why I started Financial Peace University, because God's ways work. Whether you're in over your head or you're doing okay right now, if you bring home $10,000 or $10 million, if you're 21 or 61, we all need a plan. Millions of people have been through Financial Peace University. They have success stories of their own. They've learned how to get rid of debt, prepare for generations to come, and give like crazy. Your success story, your financial peace, is up to you. Now is your time. It's time to take control of your money. It's time to get ready for what God has for you. It's time for financial peace.
One of the small groups that you can join in fall is Financial Peace University. Kent and Barbara Christofferson are going to be leading that. It's going to meet on Sunday afternoons from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock. If you sign up, you'll need to purchase materials for the class. You can let us know you'd like to join on your connection card, or you can stop by the table in the lobby. Lastly, we have a big week next week. We are having what we call a big day. Our goal is to set an attendance record here by inviting everyone that God would put on our hearts to bring to church. Could be friends, could be family, could be coworkers or neighbors. And so we're inviting you, pray and ask God, are there three people in your life who need more of the love and presence of God in theirs? And as you find names coming up in your heart, invite them to come. There's an invitation and a prayer card inside your program. You can write down the three names of the people you're going to invite and pray for them every day and invite them with the invitation card. We need extra volunteers on our big day to help with welcoming and ushering and parking and hospitality. If you'd like to serve and help us make this happen, please sign up on your connection card. And we also want to pray for the friends you're inviting. And so we're asking that you write down the names of the people you plan to invite on your connection card, and we will be praying for them with you. At this moment, please take some time to say hello to somebody nearby, and I will be delivering the message forthwith.